How well could you write a biography for your father? As we celebrate Father's Day, we think about our knowledge of our father, that there are some things we come to know kind of naturally, stories that are told, interactions that we have, but there are maybe other things that we wouldn't know about our father unless we asked, unless we kind of had a conversation about it. That when we think of our relationship with God, who in the gospel today Jesus calls Father, we, I think, have a similar reality, that there are things that we kind of just come to know about God, kind of a cultural thing that we pick up from our family, from CCD, different things that we do, but that the desire of the relationship that God wants to have for us goes beyond just this sort of automatic or sort of cursory knowledge, that this feast day today, Corpus Christi, of the body and blood of Christ, we look at what God desires for us in this sacrament of the Eucharist. That we think about it, it was something very important in the life of Christ. That what did he do in his very last supper before going to the garden to be arrested in his passion and death was to institute this sacrament at the last supper with his apostles. What was his first supper after the resurrection? We maybe don't think of that one as much, but it is told at the end of Luke's gospel, in the road to Emmaus. That again, he sits down with his disciples at table. He takes the bread, blesses it, breaks it, and gives it to them. He disappears. That he celebrates again this sacrament as his first supper after his resurrection. That for us, then, if this is something so important to the heart of Christ, it gives us a reason to look at it again, to ponder it anew, to think about the type of relationship that God wants to have with us, how close God wants to be to us, to be present to us in this sacrament, that we can receive his body, blood, soul, and divinity, that his life, as he says in the gospel, can be in us. He even says it in the strong negative terms, that unless we eat his flesh and drink his blood, we do not have life within us. That he desires us not just to have a superficial life, not just to live a purely human life for purely human ends, but to live a divine life with the divine grace of God. That is something very unlike the history of the culture of world religions. That a God that desires not just obedience, not just adoration or service, but desires communion, desires us to receive him, desires us, in a sense, to put himself under our care, that we then could live that deep friendship with him. That as we think again as our own earthly father, as we seek to deepen and strengthen that relationship that we have with him if we're able, then we also think about our relationship with God. That in the sacrament, when we come up to receive communion, to really think of it as that personal encounter with God, that desire that God has to really be present to us, to be present truly, body, blood, soul, divinity, so that his life may be in us and our life may be complete.